Good morning and good to morning, everyone. We're holding Simon Chinayim Beis Sif Dalet Page Resh Mem. Yesterday at the end of this year, we discussed the halacha if you have two different chatzeris that want to join together. And the halacha was you don't need to create a new area of chatzeris. If you have two existing ones, one person can bring over the area from chatzer A to chatzer B, or an individual from chatzer A can take pass and bring it to chatzer B, and that will join their area. Today we're going to go on from Sif Dalet all the way to the end of the Siman is going to be the sugyas of Perek Chaloin, which is the seventh Perek in Maseches Erevin. It discusses if you have two adjacent chatzeres, when do you have the right to join together to make an Erev Chatzeres? When are you required to join together to make an Erev Chatzeres? When are you not allowed to join together to make an Erev Chatzeres? And the halacha basically is that if you have a mechitza between two chatzeres and there's no pesach or pirtza, then you cannot join together and one cannot bring kelim from one house into the other chatzer. From one chatzer to the other, you can bring, like we saw in the beginning of the siman, that gagas, chatzeres, v'karfifas are all reshus echad when it comes to erev chatzeres for kelim that were shavas in the chatzer. If you have a Pesach or a Chaloin that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, a Pesach which has the height of 10 tefachim and it's 4 tefachim wide, or a window that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and it's within the bottom 10 tefachim from the floor in a chatzer, then you would have the right to make an Erev Chatzeres and join together, but you don't have to. However, if there's a pirtza of more than 10 amos or it's nifrat b'miluay, like the halachas of pirtzes and hilchas mechitzes, then you would have to make an erev. You would have to join together with one erev chatzeres, otherwise there would be an issur to carry because you're considered one large chatzer. Let's go through all the halachas, the yisaidis we just spoke out, and now we'll see all different variations of the halacha. Zog sif dalet page resh mem. Ein shnei chatzeres yecholis la'arev yachad, elam kein yehi pesach b'neim o'chalon sheyish bei arba al arba tefachim. You only can join together with another chatzer to make an Erev Chatzeres if you have a Pesach or a window that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And the bottom part of that window has to be within the 10 tefachim from the ground. Ba'oz, and then imratu ma'arvin yachad, if they want, they can make an Erev together. If they want, they can separate because there's no pirtza between them. There's only a Pesach that allows them to join if they want to join together. Bayan the command Simon Shin Pevav Siv Beis, Yisraelim Hador and Mishnayim Mishloishim Mekaymas Ketze the Arvu. If you have Yidden living in two or three separate places, how to make the Erev, that's a separate halacha, which we'll see then. Zok the Mishnah Beres of Kohen Chav Zayin Ein Shnei Chatzeres. V'chol Zem Mayri Gishloin Nishtatfu HaChatzeres Yachad B'mavay. This is where we have a few Chatzeres open to a Mavay, and we have a Pesach between each other. But since we're all open to the Mavay, if there be a Shetufei Mevayay, and there'd be an Erev or Shituf in the Mavay, we'd be able to go from one to another through the Mavay, then we're considered all together. Then, even though we have a Mechitza between our two Chatzeres, we can still carry over the Mechitza because we're connected through the Mavay. Even if all we have is a small hole between each other, or we can go on top of the wall, since we're connected through the Mavay and we have a Shituf in Mavayis, Mimela we'd be allowed that we'd be considered one. Chav ches yicholus arav yachad reitz alemer le'inin shehimotel le'taltal afilu klei abayis nizel azeb chanal. We're allowed to make an erev and join together if we have a pesach or a chaloin. That now we can take kelim from my house in chatzar A, to your chatzar B. But avada the kelim that were shavas in chatzar A, we always can take the chatzar B. Chav tes pesach menei my chaloin. Once we have a Pesach or a Chaloin, a valid Chaloin, and we make an Erev Chatzeres, then I can now carry even on top of the wall or even through small holes in the wall because we're considered one. Even if the Pesach or the window are very, very tall, it has to be 4 tefachim in width. You can't be a Pesach if it's less than 4 tefachim in width. It's not roy to take things in and out. It's too narrow. It's not considered like it has any chashivas. If it's a round window, you have to have enough space in this round window to place a box that's 4 tefachim tall by 4 tefachim wide. There's an interesting discussion here, which I'm not going to get too involved in the Shaar HaTzion. The Shaar HaTzion points out the Gemara makes a cheshbon what the circumference of such a window would have to be in order to fit a box of 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim high in this window. And the Gemara's cheshbon is a little bit off. The Shaar HaTzion says that emes nir l'anias daiti, the ain medaktik b'zeh yeser, even though it's off by a little bit, you don't need to be medaktik to make it exactly the right size. The Samchu Chachamim al Elu Ashiurim al Hanyanu Shebetera Meish Akash al Tzamtzim Ma'idit. Even for things that are deraisa, Chazal were samech on certain shiurim that are slightly off, because it's very hard to be mitzamtim the exact amount. The classic case is what I go over here. We know that those who learned math when we were younger in Sifta or in elementary school, there's like something called pi. If you want to know the circumference of a circle, so the circumference of a circle is basically 3.14, et cetera, times the diameter. That's how you find the circumference. Now, if you go through all the Mamari Chazal, in the Gemara, we always say that a circumference of a circle is 3 times the diameter. 3 times a straight line from one part of the circle to the other part of the circle is the circumference. Now, if it would be accurate, it's not really 3, it's 3.14. Afal Pikein, note that it's hard to be mitzamtzim the oidiv, and Chazal allow us to be samech on this yearn. Then I'm reading the end of it. That maybe Chazal had some halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim that you could be samech on this even for a shiur teira. So for the raisas, it's not 100% clear. For the raisas, if one could be samech on these almost exact shiurim. But for sure, for the Rabbanans, one can, because Chazal didn't want it to be so complicated. And there's an interesting sprach in the Chazon Ish, in number 24 on the side. The Chazon Ish says that halachas were given that we can be mishare b'kiruv, where it's approximate, because the point of mitzvahs were for us to use the lashon over here. Yisborach. I don't know how to teach those exact words. And it's also there for certain dikkazachin. And for the pnim of the mitzvah and to be mitzar of the mensch, to purify the person, is not ma'akiv if it's slightly off. In order to those who are weaker and they can't figure out exact shiurim, it's a little bit harder for them. If you tell them 3.14, it's much harder cheshbon. If you tell them the circumference is 3 times the diameter, it's much easier cheshbon. In order for that, therefore, it was given in a way where it's not ma'akev. So the question is how far to take this. Over here, we're saying that there are abundance, one could be mekel, and we don't need to be mishayer exactly. Doesn't mean, and this is an old shiloh, the way I don't want to get too deep into it now, but when it comes to davening Netzach Hama in the morning, do I have to have an atomic clock? Or before there are clocks, you looked outside and there was an approximate, you saw the sun and that was Netz. Or if someone wants to measure a kazayas, do you have to measure it, exactly by weight or by volume? Or there was an approximation of what it used to be? And do we have the right to just go with these approximations when it comes to measuring things, an amo, a tefach? Do we have the rights to go with an approximate shear? Or we have to go with the exact shear? So in the Shaar HaTzion over here, it sounds like for the Raisas, he's mesopic. For the Rabbanans, he's allowing to go with an approximate shear. Halacha lemaisa, dafrek in the shaila, v'akoponim, it's an interesting shmuz. By Zot the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Kotel Lamed Aleph, v'yiyak tzasei, v'machalon ogol, enei maspik mashiyak tzasei igel amata b'sei chasara. It was a round window. It's not enough that the bottom of the circle should be toich 10 tefachim from the ground. El tzarech letzamtzein shemokin shemaskal achalon, wherever the box that's 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim high, the bottom of that box needs to be within 10 tefachim, and the bottom of the circle is a little bit below that. So you want to have the more than just the bottom part of the circle window within 10 tefachim, because you want to be wherever that box would start from, the box would be within 10 tefachim. I'm the base besech hatzara tvachim. Demukolach alonoi a pesach lemaila me'asara tvachim. Ain't a moil klum. If the entire window or pesach is above 10 tvachim, it won't help. Kemen sheish tachta mechitza gemura chalekes bein hachatziris v'yevshel hen la'arav yachad. Since we have a full 10 tevach mechitza between the chatziris that separates them, it's not going to be good unless we have a full, unless we have a window or a pesach that starts within the first 10 tvachim to break up that mechitza. Zog sev hey. Now we're discussing a chaloyim between two houses. In Sif Dalad was a chaloyim between two chatziris. Now we'll discuss a chaloyim between two houses. Over here we're going to allow it to be above 10 tefachim. Chaloyim shebein shnei batim. Afilu hu lemaila me'asara, even above 10 tefachim. In Rotu ma'arven yachad, this is a valid window or a valid pesach to connect the two houses. V'wadin la'aruba shebein bayis la'aliyah, so too if you have a an aruba between a house and a second floor, a skylight perhaps would be a good taich. Even if there's no ladder to go up through this skylight, through this hole in the floor, a hole in the ceiling, from the first floor to the second floor, it's still going to be good. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. This aruba has to be 4x4. The general halacha, if you put a sriga, which would be the modern day screen, or some sort of netting or crisscross of a wiring blocking the window, then it would no longer be considered a valid chalayin, a valid pesach between the two houses, or a chaser for that matter. Zok the Mishnah Berurah of Kol Lamed Gimel Shebein Bei Shnei Batim Amar Yishlei Eruv BaChata Asher Batim Besuchim Loi. There's no eruv in the chaser that the houses are open to. The eruv Kol Batim Asher BaChaser is just Echad Humemela, similar to what we said in Sifkot Chav Zayin by a Shitufim Mevoyis. Because once we have an Erev Chatzeres, the houses are considered one, and you can carry from one to another. Since it has a roof, it's as if it's fully filled up. Since we view the house as if it's filled up, and this is the concept in the Gemara, I don't have a full understanding of exact Matthias. What's the pshat over here? Havana in the svara that if you have a roofed area, we view it as if it's filled up, and memela, the window can be higher than 10 tefachim. V'odin la'aruba d'dinu k'din chaloyin. The aruba has the same status as the window. V'afilu ein sham gam kein yecholim his achir abayis valiya de'er. Even if there's no ladder, you can still make an area between the bias and the aliyah. This chalain and the aruba have to be 4x4. They have a different way to get to the bottom floor without the aruba. If I have a pesach between the bias and the aliyah, even if the aruba is too small, it's going to be fine. I'll make an eruv that will could be connected through the pesach. We have to have a window of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in one spot. And the covenant start from the hole between the screen are not going to be mitzurf. Who had in the Indian aruba? So by the aruba, if it's going to be a screen, it's not going to be good. Zog sivav. Bayis shebein shnei chatzeres upesuach l'shneim ve'erev m'shteim. So you have a house that's in between two chatzeres. It's open to both of the chatzeres. And this house made an air with both chatzeres. So you have a chatzer on the left, a house in the middle, a chatzer on the right. The house made an air with both chatzeres, but the two outer chatzeres did not make an air between each other. And the airs were placed in the chatzer. If they're placed in the house, then it's going to be good. Everyone can carry everywhere. If they're placed in the chatzeres on the right and the left, then the halacha is, we cannot carry from Chatzar A to Chatzar B through the house in between because Chatzar A and Chatzar B do not have an area of Chatzaris. So Kalin or a Shavas in a house in Chatzar A cannot be brought into Chatzar B. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah tool here. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotan Mem. Mem, that's it, Sifkotan Mem. Even though the kalim in the middle house can be carried to the two outer chatzeres, you can also carry from the houses in chatzer A into the middle house, or the houses in chatzer B into the middle house, However, to take from the houses in Chatzar A to the houses in Chatzar B, or to the Chatzar in Chatzar B, would be Aser. The Chatzeros the Chatzeros don't have an Erev to connect them. The Dafka share Erev and Shasa lehoye munach b'ayisem tzoi. This is where the Erev is not placed in the middle house. Ki and Bishari b'atun shebe Chatzeros. They're placed in the Chatzar A or Chatzar B. Aval minichu shnei Eruvim b'ayisem tzoi. Both Erev are placed in the middle one. Nasu yideze mishutof ma'kol yachad. If both Erev are placed in the middle house, then everyone's connected, like we'll see in Siman Shinai and Ches, a case Halacha LaMaisa, which I've spoken at before, by my parents' house. My parents' property, their house goes to the end of the property. They have a neighbor on the right, a neighbor on the left. They have an Erev Chatzeres with a neighbor on the right, and one with a neighbor on the left. However, the Erev is not in my parents' house in the middle. They are by the two neighbors, neighbor A on the right and neighbor B on the left. And the Mela, we'll see in Siman Shinai and Ches, that the carry from neighbor A on the right to my parents' house, mutter. From my parents' house to their house, mutter. From neighbor B on the left to my parents' house, mutter. From the middle house to neighbor B, mutter. But to take things that are shavas from the neighbor on the right and bring them through my parents' house to the neighbor on the left, that's going to be aser. The only way to be mounted that would be if both Erevin would be in the middle house, then it would all be together. Zog the Mechaber Vayter. Second to last line, Hoye bin shnei chatzeres kaisel. We have two chatzeres with a wall in between them. Gavaya asar tvachim. So we have nothing connecting them right now. We have a wall in between two separate chatzeres. Oyusha hoye karka k'sha'achat mei chatzeres gavaya mechaveres chomisha tvachim. One chatzer was raised 5 tvachim above the other one. But also, Allah mechitza chamisha la'ashlim la'asara, and he made a 5 tefach wall on top of that. And now we have 10 tvachim separating the two chaseris. Ein yicholim la'arav yachad, because they are completely separate with a wall in between them, with no pesach or chaloin. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sekot me'mal v'hayi bin shnei chaseris kaisel. U'bezei nafkamina ma'kaisel rachav arba eloi. We don't care if the wall is 4 tvachim thick or not. Da'afil mechitza daka mafsekes bein chaseris kemen shegavay asar. Even a very thin mechitza can be mafsek between the two chaseris, as long as it has 10 tvachim in height. Later in the sif, we'll see nafkaminas if a wall is 4 tvachim wide in other cases. Gavaya asara tvachim. The pachet mizel lechoshev hefsek, verhavek echatzer echad, umma urban echad vein marvin shnayim. If the wall is not 10 tvachim high, it's not really a hefsek, and now we're considered one chatzer, then we have to make an erev together if we want to carry. We cannot make separate, we cannot stay separate. But also, I love the kaimalan. The mechitza mitzarif to the 5 tvachim in the separation in dirt in height from one chatzar to the other to make a 10 tvachim wall. Then ein yechaylin v'odin k'chitzogavoya mechaver asarav la mechitza. If one is raised 10 tvachim higher than the other without a mechitza, there's a picture here in the deer shoot to show some of this idea. So basically, you have this sometimes where the houses, the chatzeres, are on the hill, and there's a 10 tefach drop from one chatzar to the next chatzar. Let's see, we have another 2 minutes. Let's maybe get a little more over here because the rest of the page we're going to finish later today in the next year. So we have a wall that's 10 tefachim. It's 10 tefachim for both chatzeris. It's smack in the middle, a 10 tefach wall. And there are fruits on top of the wall. Anything that started off on top of the wall, you could bring into any of the chatzeris. Anything that started in the chatzeres, you could bring on top of the wall. Whether the wall was 4 tvachim wide or not, because all chatzeres are rishos achas, like we discussed many times. Paris has started off in the house. If the wall is 4 tvachim wide, it has like a separate rishos for itself, and it's also to take the kelim sheshavas abayis from the house through your own chatzer, which you're allowed to carry in, or it has an Erev Chatzeres, but to put it on top of the wall, which is now joint between your Chatzer and your neighbor's Chatzer, and it's 4 tvachim wide, it has its own Chashivas, you cannot put it on top of the wall, or take down from top of the wall to your Chatzer. But if the wall is not 4 tvachim wide, then it's Mutter, it's a Mokim Ptor, and you could put things on top of there or take them down, as long as you don't take things from your house, put them on top of this wall, which is less than 4 tvachim thick, so it's a makom p'tor, and then take it from there to the next chatzer, because then you're using a makom p'tor to move from one rishus to another, which is a shaila we learned earlier, which we'll discuss more in later today in the next year. Let's see a Mishnah Brura two over here. Exactly, Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Mem Hey. Yichayun the top of this wall is no different than any gag. If the wall is 4 tefachim wide, you cannot take from there to any house or from any house to that wall, because this wall is jointly sheared by the two chatzeris, and which do not have the ability to make an area of chatzeris together. It's a separate makom chashim, and you cannot take things onto that wall or take them down. So we'll stop here at Sifkat Mem Ches. We'll finish the page Yom Yirtzeh Hashem later today at some point. So it'll be today was Tuesday Shir, and we'll finish Wednesday Shir, and Thursday Shir we'll do after Yontif on Friday. And we should have a good day, and we'll go back to later.